I always listen to Big Fatty at double speed, and it sounds normal then.
Uh-huh. You know what?
What if I started talking about like this, and all my podcast was running this fast, and imagine instead of listening to me for 40 or 50 minutes and getting asleep, maybe you can get over it in just 10 minutes. Ooh, that would be a dream. And you know what? This sounds really funny. This sounds really cool. This sounds really, this is really amusing. And you know what, Big Fatty? You should try it as well. And maybe instead of having 20 minutes of a show, you could have 10 minutes of the show. And everybody could get along with their lives.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And you know what? This sounds really funny.
Hello, everyone. Oh, dear, Gussie, I don't have the micro hoist over here. Big Freddy, your grandson can't hear ya. Oh, dear, Gussie. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 719 of the BFO for Thursday, the 4th of November, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, it is, I don't know, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And y'all, as you recognize, Big Fatty Sawyer on hump day. That's right. It was the skull coming for the old coal miner's luncheon. And y'all, she had on a theme sweater of some sort of turkeys and pumpkins and all kinds of vulgar and vile things like that. And y'all, at the luncheon, she had a hamburger and a grilled cheese sandwich, and then she had a piece of apple pie, and I turned to Mr. Vader, and I said, "She's back," and he goes, "I know, and I still hate her." Yes, Big Freddy, we all hate her. Yeah, I guess, y'all, I thought I'd go ahead and get that out of the way, because, you know, I'd fucked up the beginning of the little show. And, y'all, a couple of things I want to bring you up to date on. First of all, y'all, you know, a couple of years ago, I had put together a package for the South Carolina coal miners' retirement system. And y'all, they had come back to me and said, "Big Freddy, yes, you may purchase retirement for this time." And it totals, like, y'all, it was like two years and 4 months and 12 days. And I went, "Thank you for calling." And so y'all, and then they give you a price of what it'll cost to buy that. Well, y'all, I didn't have the money at the time, but, you know, it was a matter of going through jumping through the big hoop. And when I say hoop, I do not mean that Hoopy Goldstein, y'all. Anyway, you're jumping through the big hoop and, you know, to get your time all squared away. And then you can, and, you know, if you don't buy it within that 6 months after they give you the bill, then you can go back and say, "Oh, this is Big Freddy, and back in 2008, I requested an invoice to buy some time, and that invoice has expired, so I need a new one." And, you know, they go through and they make you re-verify your salary. And by salary, I do not mean salary stocks. I mean salary, your income, your cash money. And so I've recently done that. And, y'all, I get the letter back, and it says that I can buy 1 year and 8 months and 15 days. And I went, "No! What happened to that other 6 months that y'all already said I could buy?" And so, y'all, I was kerfuffled. I was kerfuffled. Yes, Big Friday, a big old kerfuffling. And so, y'all, I got on the horn, and I said, "This is Big Friday, and what happened to my 6 months?" And they said, "Oh, Big Friday, we will have to go back and take a look at that. There appears to be some sort of testicle error, but we'll get back in touch with you. Thank you for calling." And y'all, they called me back and they said, Big Fatty, we have made an error. You can buy that 2 years and 4 months and 12 days or whatever it is. And we will send you a brand new invoice. And I said, thank you for calling. So y'all, that's good. So, but y'all, I've got to see how the stock market reacts to the election results. And you know, y'all, I may just sit on it for a little bit and see if it gets better. So, anyway, but we'll see about that. Now, that is the Angus hamburger. And y'all, they had a tater tot bar, and it was tater tots, and then you could add your ranch dressing to it, or your honey mustard, or your cheese sauce, or your meat chili. And y'all, I added the meat chili and the cheese sauce, and y'all, not good, y'all. Not good. No, Big Fatty, that is not good. But what is good, y'all? What is good is this.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I just wanted to say hello to Big Ricky and Miss Wes and Daniel and Honey Boyfriend, Honey and Boyfriend, and is there someone else I'm leaving off? Nope, don't think so. All right, well, have a great day, Big Fatty. Thank you for letting me use you. Your listener line, I mean. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, she has been in a communicative state here lately, because, you know, she sent the extra $10 for the Teeny a Mime Show cheese sandwich, and y'all, it's got a new name now, and I don't know what it is, but it'll always be the cheese sandwich to me. And y'all, they had those on the buffet today, too, a cheese sandwich. But anyway, Miss Kathy, I'm so glad to offer the services of the BFO to you, because you are Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all. Then she called back.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Kathy. I was just wondering, did I win a prize? Okay. Well, I was just checking. I forgot to ask. The bag phone thing is really funny, because my smelly husband actually had a bag phone, and he was quite proud of his bag phone. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I got to go. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Miss Kathy Bacon, she loves to call... loves to call the BFO. And y'all, we love it when Miss Kathy Bacon and anybody else calls the BFO and talks on the little show. But y'all, Miss Kathy, the picture of the bag phone, which y'all, I am going to use that. Since Miss Kathy Bacon brought it up, I'm going to use that as the show art for today's show. And because y'all, that is Big Fatty's bag phone, and y'all, I was quite proud of my bag phone also. And y'all, that's why I've saved it all these years, so that I could show my big bag phone off to Big Fatty. Move the show forward.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moorman in Michigan. Hey, today I got new shoes on my 2000 Jeep Cherokee. One of those big, fatty, Goodrich all-terrain tires at $145. Listen, they wanted to charge me $780 for the set. They're all that discounttire.com people. Well, they wanted to get a $96 certificate for lifetime repair. Really? They already have a warranty. And then they charged me for installation and lifetime spin balancing. I thought they balanced that when they gave it to me. And that was $64. Listen. I didn't like that much. I said, oh, no, on the certificate. And they would not take the installation charge off. I've got four vehicles, and never before at DiscountTire.com was I ever charged $64 for installation. It's just wrong. It's wrong. It's not right. But I made it out, $120 over budget. But just saying, love your show, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I cannot believe, y'all, that's how they get you. And y'all, as I was listening to that story, y'all, it came to Big Fatty. It came to Big Fatty. Y'all, we're going to start a new segment. We're going to start a new segment here on the BFL, and it's going to be called That's How They Get You. And y'all, you need to call in and tell Big Fatty your That's How They Get You story, because y'all, they are always out there to try to get you. They're always out there trying to get you. And y'all, I am going to solicit Ms. La Lauren to come up with some beautiful artwork for the new segment of That's How They Get You. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, sometimes you can just say, no, I will not, no, I do not want the certificate, no. And then y'all, but you know, that's how you get them back. And y'all, if you've got four cars, they ought to be happy that you're bringing them in to them in these tough economic times. And if they're not, then that's how you get them, because you'll just take them to the Sears and Roebuck instead. Yes, Big Fatty, move the show forward.
Big Fatty, that sounds like you're about to fall asleep in that message. Anyway, I was over there listening to that cute little show, the really big shoe. Oh, Ginger Bear and the Albino. You know, those cute kids over there on that show. Anyway, they were replaying part of your show, and I heard you asking me where I got that facial. Because I know you want to use it. You know you want to use it. So, anyway, you can get that at the Walgreens as opposed to the Walmarts. And, anyway, I thought maybe if you didn't want to use it, you could always make it into a disco ball, because it has lots of shiny things on it. You never know, but maybe not. Anyway, I would have called here earlier today, but there was drama at work, so too much drama. And people are crazy, and I work too much, which is why I'm looking forward to your visit, so I can buy the guy who makes me laugh first thing in the morning and starts my day right. I want to buy him a drink. Oh, my God. I just have to think about what I just said. Anyway, and I hope a lot of people show up, because you don't want me entertaining you there solely. So some of your gentlemen callers or whatnot, I hope they show up to kind of, like, entertain you, because, you know, I'm old. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's all the belching you do. It's kind of zen, you know? Bad stuff out, fresh energy in. You know, that wax on, wax off. I don't know why it's old. But so am I. Anyway, find the humor in all the crap in life, and that's very zen. So anyway, I will talk to you later, and have a great time at your little horror. What do you call that? The horror? The horror. Anyway, talk to you later. Groomer Zig. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Groomer Zig out there in the Southern California, y'all. She can't wait to buy Big Fatty a, an adult beverage. Yes, Big Fatty. And I don't know, McGroomazig, I don't know that there'll be any gentleman callers at the meet and greet, but hopefully there'll be someone. And even if it's just you and me, it'll be lovely. Just lovely. So, and y'all, I've never thought about it being very zen to bad gas out, fresh air in. Well, y'all, if that's the case, then Big Fatty is the champion of zen. Ah, Big Fatty, the zen champion. Yes, Big Fatty. And now, y'all, I have one more voice letter, but it comes in the form of an axe, Big Fatty. So y'all, let's do this.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty comes in via a voice letter from Ange out there in the B.C.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Ange in B.C., the Bay Driver. And I agree, fall has definitely fallen. It is 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's pitch black here in the Vancouver. We have 9 degrees on the thermostat thermometer. So, Big Fatty, I just have a quick question for you. Can you tell us again, what is the origin of the weather rat? Why is he called the weather rat? Does he have a name that starts like rat or something? Let us know, please. We're dying to know. Why do you call him the weather rat? I know you told us once before, but, you know, people forget. Especially when they get older. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Ange, this is a lovely, just lovely question for Ask Big Fatty. And, y'all, quite frankly, it is a very, very simple answer. I don't remember. Y'all, it's one of those things, it's like, I don't know why we call Miss Kitty Miss Kitty. But there was a time that there was a reason. And I think the weather rat may be just because he's so, y'all, he's about 5'2". And he's just kind of like the skull. And, you know, just ratty. And, I'm the weather rat. Me. I don't know, just kind of scurrying around and all. But, y'all, I don't remember. Perhaps the resident historian of the BFO, Brian from Boston, can research that and get back to us. Oh, that's right, he unsubscribed. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was quite an array of voice letters we had there. Y'all, it makes Big Fatty's heart just tinkle. Not tinkle, it tingle. Ah, Big Fatty, your heart's tinkling. Y'all, I've gotten a couple of things in the e-letters that I want to read to you. One of them came from Lord Byron, and y'all, it deals with gay crema, so I want to get this in before it gets to be too late. Y'all, Bob Hill and his new wife, Betty, were vacationing in Europe, as it happens, near Transylvania. They were driving in a rental car along a rather deserted highway. It was late and raining very hard, and Bob could barely see the road in front of the car. Suddenly, the car skids out of control. Bob attempts to control the car, but to no avail, the car swerves and smashes into the tree. Y'all, it sounds like a vehicle on the 101. Moments later, Bob shakes his head to clear the fog. Dazed, he looks over at the passenger seat and sees his wife unconscious, with her head bleeding. Despite the rain and unfamiliar countryside, Bob knows he has to get her medical assistance. Bob carefully picks his wife up and begins trudging down the road. After a short while, he sees a light. He heads towards the light, which is coming from a large old house. He approaches the door and knocks. A minute passes. A small hunched man opens the door, and Bob immediately blurts, "Hello, my name is Bob Hill, and this is my wife, Betty. We've been in a terrible accident, and my wife has been seriously hurt. Can I use your phone?" "Oh, dear Gussie, I'm sorry," said the hunchback, "but we don't have a phone. My master is a doctor. Come in and I will get him." Bob brings his wife in. An older man comes down the stairs. "I'm afraid my assistant may have misled you. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a scientist. However, it is many miles to the nearest clinic, and I have a basic medical training. I will see what I can do. Igor, bring them to the laboratory." And with that, Igor picks up Betty and carries her downstairs with Bob closely behind. Igor places Betty on a table. Bob collapses from exhaustion. Igor then picks up Bob and places him on an adjoining table. After a brief examination, Igor's master says...
And you know what? This sounds really funny.
Oh, what happens next?
Tune in tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.